is actually time for the Daily Dust. Yeah, I know. It's sad, isn't it? Not really. We love it. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Ingrid Andress. You know, the country singer who butchered the Star Spangled Banner at the MLB Home Run Derby Monday night? Yeah, yesterday she put out a statement apologizing for her horrible performance, saying she was intoxicated and planning to check into rehab. Mm-hmm. Okay, kids, don't sing the national anthem when you're intoxicated. Anyway, all right. Adele shared that she has zero plans for new music.
I don't have any plans for new music at all. I want a big break after this, and I think I want to do other creative things just for a little while.
Yeah, she's been at that Las Vegas residency. She's probably tired. Natalie Portman shared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon how Rihanna's encouragement during Paris Fashion Week uplifted her amid her divorce from Benjamin Millepied. I showed you the footage of that. And here's Natalie's further comments.
It was an amazing experience for me.
It was.
Yeah. I think every woman going through divorce should get to have Rihanna say to her that she's a bad
Love it. Love it. Although Portman says her most important credit was actually as a guest appearance on an episode of Bluey. Yes. She's a great mom. Yesterday was Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's second anniversary. J-Lo spent it with a friend. Crickets. That's all I got to say about that. Rob Lowe on a podcast recounted a time that Chris Farley and David Spade were fighting during filming of Tommy Boy because Farley and Rob sat in a hot tub together and they didn't call David Spade to join them.
I walk in and they're fighting over it.
Literally.
Like I was the girl. Like
fisticuffs? Like literally?
Wrestling, yeah. They also fought. I saw Spade and Farley physically fight over me and over a turkey sandwich.
This does not surprise me about them. The original Little Mermaid, Jodie Benson, got to watch her daughter play Ariel in a stage production. Love it. On Tuesday's Osbournes podcast, Sharon Osbourne updated fans on their delayed move back to the UK.
Well, we're trying to get on a flight.
Yeah, it just seems that every time we're set to go, something happens with Ozzy's health. And so we'll get there. We want to go back so bad, but we'll get there.
Maybe they
won't
should.
We, Ozzy?
Yeah.
We will.
Oops, didn't mean to interrupt. Maybe they should hire a doctor or a surgeon or something and then get on a boat. I'm just saying. And finally, a dirt alert. Y'all? Joe Manganiello is taking issue with Sofia Vergara, claiming they broke up because he wanted kids and she did not. He said, quote, "That's never who I was." Ooh. And you thought the J-Lo Ben Affleck thing was big. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go and B104.3.